Welcome, beloved. Thank you for being here in this moment. I invite you to pause, take a deep breath, and receive these thoughts from my spirit to your spirit through spirit. Not just with your mind, but with your heart and soul. May what is shared here meet you exactly where you are in your consciousness and offer whatever your heart desires and your soul needs for this day and this moment in time. Ashe. I'm just saying, let freedom ring. It's Independence Day in America. The Day of Independence. A day to celebrate freedom. We are all worthy and entitled to freedom. It is our birthright. As many of our American citizens are celebrating the 4th of July today, I had to reevaluate my feelings and understanding how I, as an African American woman, born to an African American father from the South and a Jamaican mother of mixed ethnicity, fit into the fabric of the American culture, celebrating the independence from Great Britain. A battle fought not just by Europeans, but Africans that inhabited this land, quiet as it's kept, before their brothers and sisters that were brought here in chains, as well as the African slaves and the various indigenous people that this land belonged to before the arrival of the British colonizers. The unfortunate truth is that 250 years later, the promises made and the promises broken have remained unresolved. But the thing that comes to mind and heart for me is that this is a day that has significance in another way. For me, I understand the need for independence and freedom, as well as to acknowledge that we are interdependent, you know, in need of each other, in connection to each other, and our freedom must be in alignment with human rights. I have taken authority over my life, and I have the independence to make my own life's decisions and to know that I have the freedom to set the course and destiny of my life without fear of being judged or restricted. I made a conscious decision to be in this world, but not of this world. I have always heard the beat of a different drummer. How magnificent and precious are the gifts of independence and freedom. We no longer can take it for granted as we go about our daily lives. What we are living today in this country and in this world validates that impression. In so many corners of the world, people have never experienced the gift of freedom. If ever there was a time in this country to uphold our independence, it is now. It is a time to reevaluate what we all have an investment in. Our freedom is to be honored and respected. This country is the great experiment in the democratic system of government. We cannot allow the partisan politics that are erupting in our government to destroy the fundamentals of our country. That's intention is to govern for the people, by the people, and with the people. I acknowledge that I am blessed this day that celebrates independence. And I pray that people around the world might be afforded the same gift of freedom that rings in my heart and resides in the depth of my soul. God bless the America for what it can be, a place of freedom, inclusion, justice, acceptance, and the dignity for all that are inheriting this land. May who and what we are to become, operative word, become as a democracy, be manifested and be a light for the world to hold the truth that all mankind is equal and worthy of this freedom to be independent and free within the framework of being interconnected and interdependent. Remember now, with freedom comes responsibility and accountability. I see this as the missing link that has cast those shadows of racism and supremacy, greed for wealth and power on the tenets of our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. We have work to do. So breathe deeply. Close your eyes and visualize something that brings you back into homeostasis with your soul expression. Visualize that world that our Creator endowed us with. A world of love, a world of peace, a world of joy, a world of humanity, a world of compassion, inclusion, equality, and justice for all. We can activate that reality. May today bring you a sense of peace, joy, and moments of feeling loved and validated for who you are and what you are gifting our humanity. Thank you for listening and sharing this sacred space with me. May you have a beautiful 4th of July. Take time to reflect on the meaning and importance of freedom for all. May you carry what serves you, release what does not, and move forward in your life, wrapped in love, grace, clarity, and compassion. Compassion for yourself, and compassion for others. Ashe.